Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How did this come about, dude? Because this is, I think you know what a bombshell this really is, that this could completely change everything for this team over the next couple years if his leg is acting right in a way that doesn't allow him to recover.
No, it's devastating. First and foremost, we all agree, it's devastating for him personally, right? If what we're hearing is true, and I believe it to be true. I feel weird because I'm not a reporter. I'm not Adam Schefter. But you guys know, like, doing what we do, people give you things. And I got some information last Friday about complications, and I didn't think that much about it. And I said, no, I hadn't heard that. And then later, someone else, I got a text last Friday about that from someone in, you know, someone that might know. And then I got someone reached out to me the next day and said that they heard through someone in the Redskins, I won't say who, but someone that works in a certain department, that he'd been battling terrible infection and that it was, you know, basically potentially a career ender, like very bleak. So then I circled back to my first person and I said, is that what you were referring to? And they're like, yeah. But, you know, trying to confirm. And I just kind of sat on it. And then, you know, I kind of heard some rumblings throughout the week. And then Jason came in this morning, and someone reached out to him, and we're talking about it. And I'm like, dude, this is like another random third person. Again, I'm not a reporter. I'm not really trying to mine sources. But this has happened to us before, like with the McNabb story that we broke like 10 years ago about him refusing to wear a wristband. When all these random people, and you know, and you can kind of verify what they're hearing, and like at least they have real jobs that make sense, it just becomes too much. And so I went to CK and I said, this is what we're hearing, A, B, and C. And we just said, you know what? I mean, I can't 100% confirm it, but that's what I'm hearing. And I wanted to put it out there because I believe it to be true. And I think he's having real difficulties. And, you know, they're throwing around some crazy words, too, relating to the difficulties. And I hope it's not true. But I think that, the Redskins released a statement, right?
Yeah.
Asking for privacy.
And so the statement, Eric, and that's what I wanted to ask you about.
They didn't refute anything.
They don't refute anything. And I hate doing what I'm about to do. But here's how I read that statement. If it was okay, they'd say it was okay. That's how I view that. I wonder what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I mean, I think. Yeah, I mean, I'm driving. My phone's blowing. I've just been driving, so I haven't even really been seeing anything. So I don't know. They're just basically asking for privacy, which tells me that we got it. I got some other, since we put it out there, lots of other people have reached out to me via direct message and stuff. We've been chasing it. We've hearing the same thing. Lots of people. So it's kind of been an open secret around town for at least the last couple days. And for whatever reason, people haven't, I guess, felt comfortable enough putting it out there. I guess because I have, I don't know, I guess I just decided to go for it. I think it's been kind of an open secret for the last couple days, at least.
Eric Bickle, Sports Junkies, one of the first on the story here, and Ian Rappaport of NFL Network has since confirmed a lot of what EB said. So let's go with this then. Let's say he's having these complications and everything that you heard is completely correct, and the people that kind of floated this to you are right, and he's having these infections. I mean, worst case scenario is obviously that he doesn't play again. I mean, it could be worse than that, basically, that he may not be the same again in his life. Best case scenario, he can still recover and play next season. I guess my curiosity for you is, as you heard all this, and they told you that, what was your first thought, your reaction? Because I know Danny and I sat here after the day of that injury, and we both said to each other off the air, if we had to bet money right then and there, that we wouldn't put it on him recovering and being back on the field. It was just that gruesome an injury.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I always think that a guy can recover. Like, I saw my son, it's normal now with ACLs, but I saw my son have an unbelievable recovery. I know how good medicine is now. I know Theismann said that he thought that he would be able to recover. So I was hopeful that he would be able to come back from it. But I want to be clear that what I'm trying to put out there today is his career being in real jeopardy. What I'm referring to is the infection and the complications. So I think what you're referring to is real also, but I was just sort of naively hoping he would be able to rehab that, come back and everything. I'm saying separately, like, it's not good at all, and I don't feel confident that he's going to be able to come back if what I'm hearing is true.
Yeah,
I don't feel confident that he's going to be able to come back.
Yeah, it's scary. And even let's say you didn't hear a single word. It's still in the realm of possibility, Eric. And that's kind of where Grant and I think we're going with this, is that it's that gruesome,
right.
It's that challenging at this age, at all the different factors, before we've even heard what you're talking about here at this point. And if a number of people are saying this and it's not speculation, it leads me to believe there's a lot of veracity to it. Even if, let's say, it's 70% of what you're saying is true, or 47%, it still needs to be taken incredibly seriously, because this is an alarm going off saying, hey, everything ain't okay.
Yeah, no, there's without question he's having complications. I've heard certain numbers on certain number of times they've gone in. You know, I can't confirm that, so I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you off air, but I've heard details that I don't feel comfortable putting out there, but I he's having serious problems, and I think we should all pray for him and hope that he recovers as fully as he possibly can.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.